touch me! Yeah, let's just face it, I just chose this song to have an excuse to moan obnoxiously. Yes. What's up, my dudes? This is your residential song ranter, Tark, here, back with another song rant of the week. And, yeah, I originally chose this song just to have an excuse to moan at random times, but now I'm stuck with talking about this song. This is a song we got to play along. Ranting. Why the hell did I choose this song? Oh God, please help me now. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Touch Me, I Want Your Body by Samantha Fox. And let me just start off by saying this is as 80s as you are going to get. Now, you would say that for every song in the 80s, every 80s hit you could ever think of, you say, this is as 80s as you're gonna get. Yeah, this is one of those songs. This is as 80s as you're gonna get. It's cheesy, it's kitschy, and I fucking love it. This is the kind of pop I can get down to. Not this Fifth Harmony, you know, crumping, twerking, you know, that kind of thing. And why am I doing this with my arms? I have no idea. Ooh, my headset just moved. Okay, I do not need to do that. Yeah. But no, this was at a simpler time where still they put effort to what they do in music. But, you know, when I first heard this song by Samantha Fox, I did not even know that she was a Page 3 model, and never did I know that this song was going to contain moaning. But we'll get to that later. However, we're going to focus on the music, we're going to focus on the lyrics. Oh, I clapped too early. We're going to focus on the lyrics, we're going to focus on the music, we're going to focus on every little detail. No, not really. We're just going to nitpick something. Yes. This is the episode where Tark loses her mind. One of the episodes, by the way. We'll just have to see how deep into the song we get. So I won't have to go all Ego Raptor in this episode. Yeah. Game Grumps reference. Hey! Okay, so, why don't we just get so cozy and just talk about the song, okay? Okay, so, this song was released around, I want to say 1986 or 1987. Ooh, it was around those years. It was around those years, and I think the first time I've ever heard that song was back in 2005? Yeah, that's the video to that song. When I was watching VH1 and they were showing videos from the 80s, they showed that video and I thought, oh, what's that? That's my first exposure to this song, because I remembered the first line to that song is basically, it's basically a cat yowling out in heat, going, touch me! I'm like, oh, what? Oh God, I better turn down the volume before someone thinks I'm watching porn. Oh God. But I did like the song because of how catchy it is, how cheesy and kitschy, and how boppy it is. Now, this is the kind of pop music, like I said, this is the kind of pop music I can get down to. Now, yeah, that's the one I could just turn it up blast And it's gotten to where nowadays I don't even care if the morning part comes on. I'm just gonna turn that shit up on blast. And everybody on the street's gonna hear, oh, touch me, touch me, I wanna feel your body. Ugh. If I could only do that without getting arrested, that would be so wonderful. Anyway, yes, you got this sort of like a pop rock kind of feel to it, but it's not too poppy to where it kind of lacks attitude. This song provides a lot of attitude, especially from a petite mistress like Samantha Fox. Yeah, that's her name. That's her name. Oh gosh, can I not say her name right for once without having a stroke? Yes, I think so. Okay, I'm sorry I'm doing a lot of yelling, but that's just a regular thing on this episode. If you heard all my rants, you know there's gonna be yelling and a lot of lack of indoor voices. So, why don't we proceed, shall we? Okay, so yeah, like I said, this song provides a lot of attitude, and you could just tell it in Samantha's voice that she is out looking for a man. She is out looking for a man, and yeah, I got the lyrics to prove it to you. Okay, so, before we go into the lyrics, I should say that, yeah, this song's got a little bit of a rock influence to it, which I love very much. It's not too heavy, not too light, not too awfully light, but it's kind of where I could, you know, I could jam to this. I could really jam to this. Yeah, and there's a lot of cool guitar licks in there, a lot of cool guitar jams right there, guitar riffs, oh god, and a lot of really, cool synthesizer lines, which I, back in 2006, tried to emulate those synthesizer sounds on my keyboard without even listening to what they were, but kind of getting a little bit close to them. Yeah, let's just say back then I was really obsessed with that song because, yeah, I knew what the song was about. I just loved how 80s it was, of course. And did I not mention moaning? Moaning, yes. I think Samantha Fox was one of my first female crushes. Yeah, she was my first girl crush, actually. Samantha Fox. What a fox. Oh god, that was so bad. That was really, really, really bad. Pardon that pun, please. Barry, edit that out! Edit it out! Now! Oh. Okay, this is not Game Grumps. Okay, so. Anyway. Yes, so, were we gonna go to the lyrics? Yes, we are. Since we discussed what the music is, got a lot of attitude, got a little bit of rock influences, it's got a kind of a danceable groove. I could bop to this. I could really bop to this. Okay, so now we're gonna go to lyrics where it's about a woman who is out looking for her man. For a wild night of passion. And yes, this leaves a little bit to the imagination, unlike that certain song I talked about in the past. Just think of it yourself. Hey, no, we're not doing a flashback. No. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, Tark. Bad Tark. Ow. I need to stop doing that. I need to stop hitting my hand so hard. Anyway, yes. Aren't we gonna go to the lyrics? Yeah, I think we are. Anyway, yes, this is a song about Samantha looking for her man to have a night of passion and a night of fun. And love, wild love making. Yes, let's get to it. Okay, so first two lines. Ah, touch me. In parentheses, this is the night. Ah, touch me. I shouldn't even read them like that. Ah, touch me. That sounds so stiff. Ah, touch me. Kind of sound like a Shakespearean reader. Just, Tark, just do it the way the song does it. Okay. Ah, touch me. Oh, is that too porny? I don't care. But, okay. I want to feel your body. Ah-ah. It sounds so bad when I speak those vocalizations. Ah-ah. Nope. Full moon in the city, and the night was young. I was hungry for love. I was hungry for fun. And meat. Because I'm a werewolf. Because of the full moon. Okay, no. I was hunting you down, and I was the bait. When I saw you there, I didn't need to hesitate. Now, why? I could have just read that regularly without just saying the words and rhythm of the song. Let's try this again. I was hunting you down, and I was the bait. When I saw you there, I didn't need to hesitate. Nailed it. Nailed it. So, basically, she's just like, well, I was horny, and, since you were there, I kind of played the bait here, but I kind of froze, and then you ran off. Damn it. So, yeah, that's my translation of the lyrics. Alright, here we go with the pre-chorus and the chorus. This is the night. Repeat it two times. This is the time. We've got to get it right. This is the night, in parentheses. Touch me, I want to feel your body. Your heartbeat next to mine. Touch me now. No, it's not in there. Okay. Makes it sound awfully romantic. Which I can be a sucker for. Not this, put in work, 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 you don't gotta go to work, put my body to work, work, work. Okay, we're not doing no more flashbacks, okay? No more flashbacks to that song, that aforementioned song that we already talked about, okay? We're talking about Touch Me, okay? Okay. Anyway, to the lyrics. Quick as a flash, you disappeared into the night. Did I hurt you, boy? Didn't I treat you right? No, you didn't have a chance to. You froze, girl. You froze. That's what you said when I saw you there. I didn't need to hesitate. Or wait. No, I was thinking of another lyric. It's like, I thought it said, when I saw you there, I didn't mean to hesitate. God, Tark, you are such an idiot. So dumb. You are really dumb. For real. Okay. So, yeah, she did treat him right, but this douchebag just ran off. As the two last lines said, you made me feel so good, made me feel myself. Now I'm all alone and you're with somebody else. Douche! You gave this woman a night of pleasure, and you ran the fuck off. Butthead. Okay. This is the night. Two times. This is the time. We've got to get it right. This is the night. Touch me, I want to feel your body, your heartbeat next to mine. Touch me now, and this is one I do not even bother to sing. Touch me now, two times. Hot and cold emotion confusing my brain. I could not decide between pleasure and pain. Like a trip in the night, I was begging for you to treat my body like you wanted to. Lots of ebb-subby stuff going on here. I was begging for you. Like a tramp in the night. Ooh, yes. Like a tramp in the night. That sounds awfully poetic. Awfully poetic. To me, it does. But what do I know about poetry? Anyway, yes. Oh, I was begging for you. Oh. God, I made it sound like a seal. Samantha Fox did not bark like a seal in a song. Actually, she did this. Oh, I was begging for you. And I completely butchered an English accent, which I failed to put on there, so yeah. Wow, this song review is going very well, I should say. Okay, so we're gonna have a repeat of the chorus over and over. Have a repeat of touch me, touch me, touch me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so the vocals, let me just say the vocals, they were simple. They weren't awfully melismatic. They weren't too out there. I thought it was an okay performance vocally. Only okay, not blown away like Sweet Madam Blue with Dennis DeYoung's performance or like Beyoncé's performance of Love on Top. No, Samantha Fox, I think she did a pretty okay job, I think, with this one because she portrayed that sort of emotion of God, I want you. I'm looking for you. I want you. I wanna go out into the street and look for you so I can hunt you down and fuck you to the core. That's how bad I want you right now. So fucking touch me. That's how it sounds so urgent when she says, touch me now. Like, touch me now. It's just like, now. I love that part now, 'cause her voice has so much urgency on that now, 'cause it's just it's, I kind of sense a little bit of a growl in there a little bit, I think. Or it might just be my ears, because you know I love it when a girl growls in my ear. Let's just be honest. But yeah, I that was one of those moments of the songs that I like when she just said now. It's just, ooh, yes, Samantha. Anything for you, Samantha. Yes, Samantha. Yeah, okay, I made that sound so creepy. But anyway, I think I shouted my voice hoarse talking about this song, but who fucking cares? I don't. So basically, anybody could wonder, okay, were those moans in there necessary? Some people would say, no, I don't think so. And then people say, yeah, she's like a tramp in the night begging for this guy to touch her, touch her, touch her. And oh my God, when somebody touches you, you can't help but moan. But if anybody touches you, and if you moan every time, then you might need to get that checked by the doctor. But I mean, like, being touched by the one that you lusted after, you know. I know that feeling too well. Too well, too well, too well, too fucking well. And am I one of those people that think, oh, it's necessary to put the moaning in the song? Or am I one of those people that say, you know what, that's not really necessary to make all those noises, Samantha? Why, Samantha? Why do you do these things to my genitals? Oh my God. Why, Samantha? Why, Sam? Why? 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 Because she's sexy, that's why. Because she is one of those 80s icons. That is why. That is why. Yes, she is one of those 80s icons. Thank you very much, I think. Yes. So, why can't I stop moving? Because Samantha, that's why. Her song is so boppy. I love it. Her song is so boppy, so sexy, but yet pretty tasteful, I think. Being sexy, yet remaining a little bit tasteful, despite the, you know. Oh, say what you want, I still think it's tasteful, besides going down that route of, oh, baby, I wanna fuck you. Oh, yeah, fuck me. Fuck me, you know. Okay, I kind of got a little bit too cupcakey on that one. No. Okay, excuse that. Excuse that. Yes. And like I said before, this song is going to be as 80s as it's going to get. And if you see the video to that, I had a lot of fun watching that video, by the way, because I wished I was one of those audience members that she pulls up from the audience and just pull me up on stage and singing that song to me face to face, touch me, I want your body, grabbing my shirt. Oh my god, I'm just gonna come without touching myself just thinking of that. Oh my god. Why, Samantha? Why do you do these things to me? You lovely, lovely English songbird. Oh yeah. Pardon me, I'm just coming down from a... okay, so yeah. Yeah. Pretty much all I gotta say is this song is one of the epitomes of 80s music. And that song is sexy as hell without even going too smutty with it. Well, not too awfully smutty with it, but you know. Okay. Yeah. I think this is gonna be one of those rants where I just don't take that much time to even plan it out. I just think of which song I'm gonna do, and then I just do it. One of those moments, one of these crazy, crazy moments of just do it, rant about what comes in your mind first, and then just done. Yeah. Yeah, and I might have just went a little bit too crazy in this song, especially a song I have not heard in a while. Especially that part where I misheard a lyric and said, when I saw you there, I didn't need to hesitate. When I said I saw you there, I didn't mean to hesitate. Wow, Tark. Learn to listen, Tark. Tark. Okay. So, yeah, this concludes this episode of Tark's Song Rants, and I hope you guys got a kick out of me just ranting and raging and rambling and just kind of coming hands-free thinking about Samantha. Yes. So then there's that. There is that. Yes. I hope you all enjoy it, and I will see you all next week. Okay. Bye.